think 50 is the new 40, isn't it, anyway? But regardless, people can enjoy a fulfilling sex life right through their old age, even, absolutely, through their 60s, 70s, 80s, even potentially 90s if we're blessed to live that long.
Is it a bit of a myth that as we get older, we tend to have less sex?
You know, we're going to have less sex than probably in our 20s. However, many couples of all ages have regular sex, and many couples of all ages actually don't have much sex at all. So it's not really about age. Mm. It's a differentiation between different couples.
And we can lose our libido, I guess, in different times of our lives and different experiences. Does that, I guess, have an impact on us as we get older?
Yeah, definitely. I think hormonal changes and bodily changes, there's less spontaneous desire and arousal. However, many people and couples recognize that there's lots of other reasons to be sexually active rather than just because you feel horny. So it might be to connect with your partner, to show care and love for your partner, to feel good about yourself. An array of different reasons to be sexual, and you don't need to be horny for those reasons. You can start, and then the desire is responsive. You start to feel aroused from the sexual interaction.
For men and women, we face different challenges as we start this journey of aging. But for women, I guess menopause is a factor that plays a role on people's minds. Does that leave women less willing to want to have sex, do you think, Ella?
There can be changes to the body that do affect how much you want to go for some sexy time. Things like vaginal dryness and just not feeling as wanting to do it certainly can play a part in that. But often, while there's definitely a biological component to reasons that people are less sexually active as they age, it usually always creates some sort of relational issues as well. They start to feel a bit of pain, and that creates some awkwardness between themselves and their partner. Things get a bit funny, and then they're less likely to want to do it again because of how it went. So I think there can be some addressing of hormonal, whether it's with a cream or tablets or herbs, but also addressing how does that play out then when you do want to be sexually intimate, and looking at that can be supportive.
Neither of us claim to be medical professionals, Ella, but are there more risks of having sex over 50 when it comes to our health?
Well, sex is very good for you. So staying sexually active right throughout the lifespan is a great thing to do for your health. If you run into some sexual difficulties, perhaps erections aren't as strong or available as they previously were, or pain upon penetration, anything like that, it's really important to get checked out medically, because that can be a symptom of something else, diabetes or heart issues. So it's always really good to speak to a doctor first before you seek psychological support through a counsellor or sex therapist.
How do you keep things spicy?
Well, it depends on the couple, obviously. Keeping things spicy might be doing things that are a bit out of the ordinary, adding in things that aren't what you always do, but remembering why you have sex. And it's not necessarily about swinging off the chandeliers or doing things that you were doing in your 20s. It's about connection. It's about just being with each other in a present way, getting sensual, seeing what feels good. Maybe as you age, penetration isn't available with a toy or a penis, and it's then, well, what else can we do? Lots of people get really stuck on sex means a penis or a toy goes in a vagina or an anus, and that creates probably the most problems, because if sex is actually all the delicious things you can do together in an intimate way, then you're not going to have issues. You're going to have a fulfilling, satisfying sex life for as long as you want.
I'm Jess Naunton, and today on Risky Business, you're hearing from relationships counsellor and sex therapist Ella Shannon, and we're talking about sex over the age of 50. I often hear a lot of married couples or couples that have been together for a long time, like life partners, they say their relationship sort of evolves into a friendship and companionship as they get older. Do you think that has an impact on their sex life?
It really can. And to tell you the truth, that happens in a lot of young couples as well. And so couples really need to honor how beautiful that is, that they have become such close friends and companions. And that's wonderful. And if they both really value continuing a sexual relationship throughout the lifespan, to really prioritize that. It's like, you know, going to the gym or something. You don't always feel like it, but you put on your exercise gear and you go there, you know, not for a certain outcome, not necessarily for, you know, sexual interaction and orgasms or whatever, but really spending intimate, sensual time together. If you don't, you will lose it. It can be very hard to find your way back to each other if it's been months or years.
A lot of men and women over 50 perhaps have children, or, you know, they've got younger ones in the household, Ella. How can they keep their sex lives going without their children, I guess, getting a sneak preview into their lives in the bedroom?
This can actually be a help to a healthy sex life, apparently, that you have to be more creative. It's not just the obvious times. It's a little sneaky one when they're asleep or when they're at a friend's house, or really making the most of any opportunities. So it can become less autopilot. We have sex on a Sunday morning, you know, every weekend, and that's our time. Couples have to be more creative.
Do you think we get a bit more prudish when we get older to even just talk about sex and when we are aging?
My experience as a sex therapist is almost the opposite. Lots of my older clients, and I do have clients in their 70s and occasionally 80s, really open to talk about it. They don't care anymore. They're willing to just have the conversation, whereas some younger people feel really quite shy and embarrassed. I think they should be having this, you know, wild experience. And it's really just whatever each couple feels satisfied by. There's no right or wrong.
Are there better positions, Ella, for older couples to experiment with?
Absolutely. And this again comes back to really taking the focus off goal-oriented penetrative sex with an orgasm. Now, what is it like just to lie naked together and stroke each other? You know, what ways of interacting in our bodies feel nice using touch? Certainly there's going to be things that aren't available, but you know, you can use special sex pillows and swings, or just improvise around what's going to make this comfortable for both people.
As we do age, sometimes we may unfortunately have the loss of a partner. And does that make it harder to want to tap back into having sex again?
Oh, absolutely. Many people in older age grieve the whole rest of their lives and feel that it's not right for them to repartner. Others, you know, really with respect to their previous partner, but still go out and have the time of their life, get on the dating apps, and have a ball. So it really depends on the person, perhaps the relationship and the period of grieving, but it doesn't mean that you have to stop.
What advice would you have for our couples or people over the age of 50, you know, still wanting to have a healthy sex life?
Think about your why. It's probably not that you really need to have an orgasm and a release, because you can do that by yourself. Your why is probably something about connection, feeling like you're successful as a couple, feeling good about yourself. Knowing that why, then you can really explore such a range of delightful and exciting experiences together that do fulfill those needs of connection, intimacy, confidence. And don't be afraid to get some help from a sex therapist or from your local friendly sex shop. Lube is your best friend. There's, for people with a penis, there's sheaths that can be put over that feel nice, that can enable penetration even without super hard erection. There's toys. There's so many different things that you can explore. I encourage you to reach out and get help if things aren't going the way that you want to, so that you can reap the health benefits and the relational benefits of a healthy sex life.